FERC-OK's Information Security FOIA Rules, written by Rich Hydorn Jr., and read by an automated voice. By Rich Hydorn Jr. FERC on Thursday gave final approval to a rule updating its processes for the handling of critical energy infrastructure information, or CII, a measure to protect the grid from terrorist attacks. The rule is intended to comply with the Fixing America's Surface Transportation, or FAST Act. Although the bill mainly dealt with highway funding, Congress added the CII provisions following controversy over the agency's security procedures. The order establishes rules for designating information as CII, prohibits unauthorized disclosure of CII, and sets penalties for FERC employees who knowingly and willfully make unauthorized disclosures. FERC said the final rule largely adopts the proposals in its June Notice of Proposed Rulemaking. In response to concerns raised by the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, FERC clarified that its rule does not limit the discretion of other federal agencies to protect sensitive information in their custody but provides a way for agencies to consult with the Commission's CII coordinator. We believe this change strikes a reasonable balance by recognizing other federal agencies' discretion to protect their information, while adhering to the statutory framework that limits CII designation authority to the Commission and the Department of Energy, FERC said. The Commission also said it would make a change to clarify it has delegated to the General Counsel authority to decide appeals of CII designations. Penalties. The rules include sanctions for unauthorized disclosures of CII by Commission staff and a requirement to refer improper disclosures by commissioners to the Energy Department's Inspector General. FERC commissioners and staff could face dismissal and criminal prosecution for improper disclosures. The Commission said it has already instituted requirements that former employees and commissioners certify that they are not unlawfully removing records from the agency and acknowledge potential criminal penalties for doing so. The FAST Act's CII provisions were both a vindication and a rebuke of former FERC Chairman John Wellinghoff's controversial campaign to raise awareness of the grid's vulnerability to sabotage. Wellinghoff, FERC. The sanctions for unauthorized release of CII stemmed from Wellinghoff publicly discussing a confidential FERC analysis on the grid's vulnerability to physical attacks. But the bill also included measures to protect the grid from terrorist attacks and natural disasters, giving the Secretary of Energy emergency powers and creating a strategic transformer reserve. Sharing NERC information. The rule requires recipients of CII outside of FERC to sign non-disclosure agreements. FERC said it will continue to balance the requester's need for the information against the sensitivity of the information. The Commission has utilized this balancing approach effectively in response to critical energy infrastructure information requests for almost 15 years. Order 833 also implements the Commission's June order giving FERC access to NERC's Transmission Availability Data System, Generating Availability Data System and Protection System Misoperations databases. The Commission said it will treat information downloaded from NERC databases as non-public. It will evaluate whether it should be designated as CII in response to a request for the information or if the Commission determines such information should be disclosed. FOIA Improvement Act. In a separate order, FERC also approved a final rule implementing the requirements of the FOIA Improvement Act of 2016. The law requires federal agencies to allow a minimum 90-day period for Freedom of Information Act requesters to file an administrative appeal up from 45 days. Include in any FOIA denial letter a notice that the requester may seek dispute resolution services from the Office of Government Information Services in the National Archives and Records Administration. Provide requested information unless the agency reasonably foresees that disclosure would harm an interest protected by an exemption or disclosure is prohibited by law. Make reasonable efforts to segregate and release non-exempt material by redacting protected information in documents. Release records 25 years or older that would otherwise be subject to the deliberative process exemption. Make information that has been requested and disclosed three times publicly accessible in an electronic format.